might catch you on your way home. Anyway, I'm just now leaving the parking lot here at Publix, but anyway, I guess y'all are almost to the house or halfway there anyway.
There was a guy there, I told him about that bad bag of mandarin oranges we got, and he said, well, I'm surprised. He said, they've been running really good, and I said, we throwed them out in the pasture, didn't we, Bernice?
Yeah.
And he said, well, just tell them up front that I said that these were on the house. And, of course, we had to stand there and wait for some guy to get up there and approve it. But I didn't care whether they did or not. I just wasn't going to buy them if I didn't know that they were good. But from what that lady said that come by, she said she had some and they were wonderful. So they give us a bag. So we just passed all these and they're at the next intersection here that goes over to the gun club, Rutherford, I guess.
R4ETW, mobile. Good evening, gentlemen.
Now you're calling us names already. KB4CPA, go ahead.
Say hello, Miss Chuck. Yep, Campbell.
Chuck, did you say? Well, I'll take that gentleman. Yeah, but we know Dave ain't, so he was right on there. Oh, shoot. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I can take the hard knocks. I can give it out, and I can dish it out, and I can take it.
Use that term right loosely.
In Publix a while ago, and there was a lady there from Boston, and that lady talked our legs off. I believe she could out-talk me. Shut up, Dave. But at any rate, really enjoyed talking to Dave and getting to visit with him, and then there was a guy there that joined the conversation that was a submariner and another non-commissioned officer, and really enjoyed talking to him.
I wanted to get in the middle. Here's this guy in a pickup truck going down the wrong side of White Hendon Boulevard. Oh, boy, he's nuts. Anyway, he finally got on the right side of the road, the correct side of the road. It was interesting because it's rare that you run into two veterans at the same time like that to see you. In fact, if I hadn't said anything, I think you'd probably walk right past me, but anyway.
Chuck, it would have saved me a lot of time anyways. I don't know how long we stood there.
Some people can carry on a while.
Well, good at that. Tell you. But anyway, we had a good time talking Tom and the other veteran were, just sharing not really stories. Well, stories and nothing real bad, but, just some of their experiences. And it was just really interesting. I think that was probably the first time I'd ever talked to somebody that served on a submarine.
3 days, Dave. But he was a submariner, and I was an anti-submariner, you might say. My job was to kill submarines, but thankfully we never had to. But Gary, KI4DOS, also was Navy, and he was actually stationed at the same base I was only a few years later. But that's rather ironic. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I thought that was too dangerous to talk to. I missed the serving in the Vietnam era, but I've been doing all mine in law enforcement.
For your service as well, sir, my father-in-law was captain of detectives for the city of Greenville for years. He was with the city for 33 years total, and but I have great respect for law enforcement, and but anyway, so thank you for your service. Are you still serving, or are you retired?
Well, it's broke down to just every now and then. I've got did 37 years, but still just off and on, but no full time.
Well, God bless you, Chuck, and you deserve a lot of credit. My brother-in-law back in Kansas, that we were there 62 years, 62 and a half, and he served as, he started out as a patrolman. He wound up as a lieutenant on the Wichita Police Force. And as Gary says about Chris up north every night, when he's running the net, he says he's another brother from another mother. Well, that's what George Love was like to me. We were extremely close, and Bernice was close to her sister up there. And they lived on a farm, and I just miss him so much. They were great people. But then he retired, I think it was either 33 or 36 years, probably 33. And he went out to Boeing, and he told me, he says, I made more money at Boeing in the, what was he there, 3 years, Bernice? Something like that? I know what it was. It was 26 years that he was in the Wichita Police Force. But he said, I made more money there than I made the whole time that I made for the city of Wichita. But I remember when he started, they were paying $19.95 an hour, and that was much more than I was making. That was at Boeing. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, mine, all my years been in the wildlife related. But anyway, I just want to jump in there and speak a couple of vets. I'm getting out of range here. I'm getting towards Fingerville. But y'all carry on, and it's good talking to you. I'm going to clear out. KR4ETW, be clear after y'all.
Thanks again for your service, and dang, sounds like you're still doing a little bit, and 37 years, that's a long time. But anyway, thanks for the coming in there and the cue, so go ahead, Tom.
Yes, again for your service, Chuck, and nice talking to you. Jump in anytime. And I think he said he was in forestry. Game warden or something like that, Dave, if I caught it right. And I'll tell you what, you go out there and walk up to somebody, they all got guns, not just part of them. So that's a rough life, too, in a lot of ways. But as I know you do, I love the outdoors greatly and hunted and feasted all my life when I was younger. So I'm glad they were there. And I never did any of it without a license. Anyways, Chuck, Carol 4ETW, 73s, and have a nice day. Go ahead, Davis, in general TR.
All right, just dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in. N0TR, KB4CBA. Oh, me. I tell you, it is gorgeous out here. I wish I was playing tennis again tonight, but actually, I started a group of guys, but I got so tired of messing with them. There was one guy, he refused to get somebody to sub for him, you know, when he couldn't be there, and that just really ticked me off, because everybody else did, including myself, but he just wouldn't do it, and then there were some other things I won't even mention, but not worth mentioning, really, but it just got under my skin. So about 2.5 years into it, I just told them, you know, I was hanging it up. They could find somebody else. And I think somebody jumped right in there, so they just kept on going.
North man on the mountain. Well, that's good they went on, I guess, Dave. I know how much you enjoy that, and I don't see how you do it. Bernice said you look like you lost some weight. It ain't no wonder, as much as you play tennis. God, I wish I was able to do something like that. But anyways, maybe they can magically build me a new spine now. They rebuilt my heart. I don't know why they want to keep me around. I guess, like you say, I'm a good BSer, so maybe that was the reason.
You're misquoting me. I didn't say BS. I never mentioned that. I just said you could talk the horns off a billy goat. I think that's a step up from BS. I'd say it's a big step up. But anyway, oh, Lordy. Yeah, I thank the Lord every day, you know, because, you know, heck, there's people that have passed away that I know or know of, and, you know, and we're the same age, and they're already dead, and lived and died of natural causes. I mean, you know, it wasn't like they were OD'd on drugs or something. And so I'm just grateful for every day I have. You know, the good Lord, you know, has blessed me, and as long as I can get out there and play, I'm going to play. And especially on a day like today, man. Oh, wow. What a day.
More ways to go, Dave. You're just 17 and dyslexic.
So funny. Oh, me. Yeah. Well. Well, that was a long time ago, 17. I can remember 17, but that was a long time ago. But anyway. Well, I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I guess I'm going to pull my 4Runner in. I've got a couple of projects I'm working on. I'd like to finish both of them today. And my wife's out with her mom. Her mom's at an assisted living place now in Foundin. She had to go in the hospital, and then she went to my therapy place, you know, to get her strength back, and then they put her in the assisted living. She had been living with my wife's older sister and her husband, but they just, you know, just couldn't handle her anymore.
That gets rough, Dave, I'll tell you for sure. But, well, I was telling you, and then we got off on another subject. Finally, my grandson's ready to go take the test this Saturday for his technician license, and I kind of bribed him a little bit. But he doesn't like anything electrical, it seems like, and I don't know why, because anything that's biology, any of the higher-end stuff in high school he's taken, like the other day, he took an Algebra 2 test, and, you know, he's been taking it now this year, and he didn't even study for it, Amy said, his mom, and he's just exceptionally smart, but he just doesn't like what's in that technician book, put it that way. So I told him, I don't care if you flunk it or not, you try, and that's good enough, because I've never asked him to do anything before. But it makes you eligible for scholarships and everything else when you go to school, when he goes to college. And it's a good thing to have under your belt, and you get to meet people if he joins a club or something. So I thought it'd be a positive thing for him. Sure, ain't going to hurt him to learn something. But I hope he does good, and I hope they're going to still have the test this Saturday. And I'm going to go down and pick him up and take him down there. So have a good day, Dave. Say hi to wife and 73s, and great talking to you today. This is N0TR, clear.
Hey, Tom. Well, Bernice, you know what's coming. You know, make him behave. If you possibly can. If you need some help, give me a call. I'll bring my fire. frying pan. We'll gang up on him. Anyway, Tom, try to behave, and we will talk to you later. Enjoy the Q7 in 0TRKB4 CBA clear.
I wasn't going to forget the frying pan one way or the other. I didn't know.
Yes. Hi, Dave.
See you later, Dave. N02R clear.